direct Soweto muenda makosuku
0530
Parafini Makota pela Makota pela ya unga unga wa kastoma Zipiango Na kastoma zipiango
Dika chitika Musa vimberera kwa
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Zambezi man dies in horrific motorcycle accident. SMEs in Kapirimpunji call for stronger government empowerment programs. And in African news, the DR Congo accepts a first set of deportees from the U.S. To present the last 10 news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 26-year-old man in Zambezi district has died after a fatal motorcycle accident that occurred at the entrance of the Zambezi district hospital. The deceased, identified as Blessings Chinyama, was involved in a collision involving two motorcycles and an ox cart yesterday. Eyewitness Dennis Kawembo says the accident happened when Mr. Chinyama tried to avoid an oncoming ox cart, lost control, and collided head-on with another motorcycle. He was then thrown forward and fatally injured when the second bike landed on him. Dingani Daka District Health Director has confirmed the incident, describing it as a tragic and avoidable loss of life. Dr. Daka has raised concern over the rising number of motorcycle-related road traffic accidents in the district, saying the hospital is increasingly overwhelmed with injuries and fatalities. He says an emergency meeting will be held with the district commissioner and the Zambia Police Traffic Department to address rider behavior and road safety compliance. Authorities have since urged motorcyclists to observe traffic rules to prevent further loss of life. Residents of Kabwe in Central Province are celebrating the recommissioning of Zambia China Mlungushi Textiles Limited by President Hakainde Hichilema. The textile plant, a joint venture between the Ministry of Defense and China's Qingdao Textiles, has resumed full operations after nearly 20 years of inactivity. The $140 million facility is expected to create over 500 direct jobs and support more than 10,000 cotton farmers across the Central, Eastern and Copper Belt provinces. The plant will also produce locally made uniforms for defense and health personnel, a move aimed at reducing imports. Meanwhile, governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has praised President Hichilema for reviving the project, describing it as a major step towards economic growth and empowerment. He says the development will restore economic activity in Kabwe and provide a ready market for local farmers.
It's a dream come true to the local residents and the surrounding areas. The plant which is a joint venture between the Zambian Ministry of Defense and the Chinese textiles, has finally opened its doors to the public with full operations to create jobs and business opportunities for Zambians, marking its revival after roughly 20 years of inactivity.
Small and medium entrepreneurs, SMEs in Kaprimbonji, have called on authorities to strengthen empowerment programs targeting local businesses. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Ready News, Kosten Mwila said improved access to capital would enable macro entrepreneurs to operate efficiently and to contribute meaningfully to the country's gross domestic product, GDP, and overall economic growth. Mr. Mwila has also appealed to the Zambia Association of Manufacturers to help address the challenges SMEs face in accessing collateral, which he says is limiting business growth. He further noted that many local entrepreneurs continue to struggle to access financing compared to foreign investors, calling on government to urgently address the imbalance.
To help us as business people, because we have got challenges. Sometimes you have got challenges in terms of funding. You are not able to access. You are small business. You go to the banks, they will tell you you need a collateral. That collateral, you've got a house, it's not on title, but they need the title deed. Where do you get the title deed? Which means the funding will be difficult. And our friends, this Asian origin, them they easily access the funding. And in the process, you find that you can't compete with them. You get affected. So these the Association of Manufacturers, they should come in to help us. That's more.
Human rights defender Gilbert Chisenga has opposed a calls to make sexual-related offences non-bailable. Mr. Chisenga argues that such a move could put both genders at risk of being wrongfully implicated by complainants, and says courts should be allowed to determine appropriate punishments on a case-by-case basis. He further expressed concern that making such offences non-bailable could be open to abuse, warning that some individuals may take advantage of the system to falsely implicate others.
So our reservations are that you see the Constitution of Zambia, when you read Article 18, it clearly articulates that any person is presumed to be innocent until proven guilty by a competent court of jurisdiction. So now when we enact laws that seem to be above the Constitution, that initially tells you that such laws are contradictory to the Constitution, because we foresee women may be taking advantage of such laws, maybe falsely accusing men of such offenses, and you end up having situations whereby men will go to jail, innocent men will go to jail. By the time it is established that they were innocent, that's too late, their lives are ruined.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zameneka Landida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Kalembula, 115. 50 kg Chihuahua, 120. 50 kg Repu, 230. 50 kg Impua, 230. 50 kg Lumanda, 180. 50 kg Ondwe, 130. 50 kg Mupilu, 130. 50 kg Chinese, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Delele, 200.